Hello and welcome to Mondas Podcast. I hope you're good. Just before we start the episode properly with Elise Harris, I've got a little bit of convention news for you. Beautifully in the northeast of England, there's a convention coming up on May the 4th, which is a Saturday, and it's called ScreenCon, and it takes place in North Shields, and it's 10 o'clock until 4 p.m. So you can search for that, ScreenCon, and that's you can search it on Facebook and on Twitter as well, and obviously on Google as well. So that's just screen-con, and Sylvester McCoy is going to be there, and lots of Star Warsy type people. Well, obviously May the 4th, significance anyway. Yeah, but Sylvester McCoy is going to be there. I think it's about £10 to get in. Obviously it changes with in terms of family and whatnot, family tickets and stuff like that. But yeah, Sylvester McCoy is going to be there. I'm looking forward to seeing Sylvester, and excited for that. So that's on a No Shields. And that's called ScreenCon, so just search for that, and I'll put a link in the description on iTunes, and then you'll be able to have a quick look from there. Me and Elise are going to be talking about memorable moments in Doctor Who, classic and new. Enjoy.
The basic premise of today is basically I'm going to ask you, give a bit of information about YouTube, etc, etc, and then five notable, memorable episodes of Doctor Who that come to mind straight away for you.
Oh, God.
So just basically five, not in any particular order, just five through classic and new.
Okay, I'm going to have to remember what they are as well and everything.
You were like, oh, I really enjoyed that one. The one with the monster and the thingy.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Thing, you know? The other thing.
Yeah, the one with the tall thing in, you know. So what's your YouTube handle then for people who want to look at your stuff on YouTube?
It's just Elise Harris. It's nice and straightforward. I'm easy to find. If I ever go for a responsible job, I'm bugged, basically.
So today, basically we're going to talk about five sort of episodes that spring to mind in terms of Doctor Who for you.
Yes.
So in no particular order, any episode that comes straight to mind?
Yeah, Pyramids of Mars, that's just like nice. Straight away.
Sutek is pretty cool.
yeah, definitely.
Sutek's a very scary man, you know.
Yes, well exactly, you've got the whole... Oh, lots of storyline, lots of comedy bits, and lots of, ooh, that could be scary, potentially.
You like history as well, and it's the history street, isn't it?
Yeah, and the whole reproduction stuff.
Obviously, yeah. That's what people know you for, the whole reproduction stuff.
No, that's not what... It's talking about the episode, not me.
I thought you were like, I love history, I love reproduction. They're the two things I love. So
yeah, reproduction. Yeah,
they're both tight. They're both. One of them's a title by Human League, and one of them's Michael Jackson. I don't know what that means, but you know, it's a bit weird.
Weird.
Pyramids of Mars is when Doctor Who was at it. I think it's at its peak. You know, I've just been talking with someone else about this. Tom Baker wasn't egotistical, and it was all dark and historical, and it was cool and gothic and genuinely scary, but still within the family show.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. It's still there, right there. Yeah, peak. Well, I didn't see that till fairly recently, because I was going out with somebody who was very into Doctor Who and made me watch it. It was like one of his favourite episodes, and so we watched that together with gluten-free pizza and a lot of wine, so... Yeah, so that was a good one.
Mondas.
Others as well. Do you want to go on to the others, or should we keep talking?
I like how scatty you are. You're kind of like, yeah, that one was great. So anyway, next one.
Right, The Seeds of Death.
Is that the Troughton one?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've seen that one.
It's got two. Oh, it might be the wrong one, because there's two with seeds in them. And then like,
Seeds of Doom's Tom Baker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Seeds of Doom's Tom Baker.
Seeds of Death's Troughton. Yeah, Seeds of Death's Troughton, yeah. Which is the best one ever, because they basically, I think it's Zoe and Jamie and the Doctor, and they basically get attacked by soap suds. There's not supposed to be soap suds, but they're just like in a greenhouse surrounded by soap suds. They just have to escape from the soap suds. It's supposed to be like seed pods that have, like, they're starting to grow, but it's just the most ridiculous thing ever.
Now I want to see it now after that. The suds, you know, it sounds fantastic. It's strange with Troughton for me, because I've probably only seen about three or four of Troughton and I enjoyed what I saw, but I don't know, it's sometimes you just have a mind block when it comes to black and white stuff. I don't know why. Like the Mind Robber and the Invasion really stand out for me. I love them too.
Yeah.
Mind Robber was mental. I don't know who wrote that. It was a crazy episode. But yeah, so that's very interesting for me. So
Mondas.
So where are you going to go with your third choice then?
Right. Okay. Now I can't remember what this one's called. Now I've gone completely blank. Which is the one with the guy from Rent-A-Ghost looking a bit like the Master, except he's not the Master. And it's a Patrick Troughton, and oh, what on earth is it called? Oh, I have to think about this. Right, so he's the guy from Rent-A-Ghost, that's Mr. Meeker. What's his name?
Are you Googling all this, by the way? Are you Googling? You could just Google IMDb him.
I'll do that, it's a good day.
Yeah.
Edward Brayshaw, she knows just offhand, yeah. Wow. He was in, right, so I'm going to have to, right. Edward Brayshaw, who was Mr. Meeker in Rent-A-Ghost. Do you remember Rent-A-Ghost? Have you seen Rent-A-Ghost?
I remember Rent-A-Ghost vaguely, yeah. It was I think it was a little bit before me, yeah. Just a little bit.
DVD, I've got it on DVD. What do you say about that? Nothing.
I've got good nights. We're talking DVD. We've all got bad DVDs. It's fine, you know.
Okay, here it is. There's a picture of him. What's it called? He was in Doctor Who. That's not right. He appeared twice in Doctor Who, apparently. He was Leon Colbert in The Reign of Terror. I think it's Reign of Terror.
William Hartnell, yes.
Oh, yeah, William Hartnell. And then of all the war games, how could
The war games, right.
Like, obviously, that's
an epic 10-parter, isn't it? Yeah,
it's just like that. To be honest, the first five or six, it's like I could do without them, really. It's a little bit like, get blamming point wide. Oh. But then it gets into it, and then it's pretty good, actually, the last the end bit. As with all that era of the Doctor Who, they could really tell the story a lot quicker. They do really stretch it out a little bit, I think.
They do. I mean, you know, that's 10 parts. There were 7 part episodes in the Pertwee era and stuff. So, you know, it was quite hardcore. You know, you had to really keep focused for the amount of weeks.
Yeah,
because it's not like when you watch it now on DVD and it's just like, oh, I'll put the next episode on.
No,
you
know, exactly.
It's, and there's no recorders back then as well, so if you missed it, you missed it.
Exactly, so, you know, and you do, because they're not even there anymore. You've completely missed it. Why didn't they have recorders? Why didn't somebody accidentally record them? Yeah, it's annoying, isn't it? Because if they did record it, if you could record it, then they'd still be there, and they're not there.
BBC chucking them out like no tomorrow. It's crazy. Yeah.
They were still chucking stuff away, though, in the 80s, I didn't realise. Not television, but they threw a load of radio out as well. Because apparently they had one episode on BBC I the other week of, it was the sequel to Dad's Army, but it was on the radio. And they've chucked it all away, so it's not there anymore. But you'd think they'd have saved that, wouldn't you?
No. They obviously didn't realise at the time that it was actually going to have any sort of value after that, which is fair enough. But we're chucking stuff like as iconic as Doctor Who. It's just we're still looking for episodes this far down the road as well.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Still looking for them. And they found some of them. I mean, there were rumours there were rumours that somebody had them and they were hiding them.
What was that?
I'm just completely going blank. The bloke that John Nathan Turner.
Yes.
Yeah, apparently there are rumours that he had them and he kept them and he didn't want anyone else to see them. He was a bad man.
There's lots of rumours about him of unsavoury kind, which we're not going to.
I think that's the least of it. Really.
Yeah, I think the odd kind of cheeky VHS is the least of these boys.
Yeah, let's go there. Yeah, exactly.
Mondas. Podcast. What about number four then?
The keeper of Traken. That's quite a good one, isn't it?
Keeper of Traken. Interesting, because I really like Logopololos and Castrovalva.
Okay, the whole sort of going on to the trilogy type thing.
And that one has always kind of felt vital to me to be in there, because obviously the master gets his new form there. But I never really loved the episode that much, really.
No, maybe not. But, you know, it gets it all started, and it's like, oh, he's back again then. That's nice. That's good. Oh, you've got to have a good mastery episode, really. Really, all the ones with the master are gold, really. He's I wouldn't say multifaceted, because pretty much he's got two facets, camp and a little bit silly. But but he's sort of got other things as well going on there, really. But, yeah.
I must admit, Del Gordo for me will always be the master, you know, from the Crispy era.
Yeah.
He was the best, you know, and Anthony was pretty good. But,
he was just trying to, he was a pale imitation, really, obviously, but he was, you know, he was all right.
But then John Sim.
Yeah. I mean, Derek Jacobi's master. And I'm not just talking about the very brief appearance that you made.
No.
In the BBC vodcast thing. Have you seen it with Grant? What's his name? He's in Doctor Who now. Oh, I'm completely going blank.
Richard E. Grant.
Richard E. Grant. That's him. Hey. Richard E. Grant. Chocolatey bit. Yeah. Richard E. Grant. There's a robot master in that. That's pretty good. Have you seen that?
I don't know. I'm not going to ask you what it's called, because you won't know. it's like two old people with memory loss talking.
You can't ask me a direct question and expect me to know it, really.
I'm trying to think. It was a BBC I type thing, and I remember it happening. But he was good in the short cameo that he had just before John Sim took on the role, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. Sorry, it's Grim of the Sharker.
Yes, I've heard a bit of that. Yeah, it was quite good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, that would have been good. And they had a good good introduction of, I think, Alison. See, I can remember that. I'm not even looking it up. Alison. And she was in Doctor Who too, because she was the queen. I'm the bloody queen. She was the queen. So they just keep recycling people, don't they, really? So everybody that was in that has been in Doctor Who since, because David Tennant was in it. And, the girl that played Queen Elizabeth on the Starship Britain thing, she's in it. So it's pretty good, really. They should have made that. He should have been the next Doctor, I think. It was a good one.
Apparently Russell T Davies didn't like him and didn't want him to be in it, so
Russell T Davies, burr. Russell T Davies, burr.
So what's your fifth choice?
Fifth? I
think we're just four there, so we're on to five now, yeah.
All right, okay. Right. See, I've got vague memories of one that didn't really exist. So not that one, because that didn't exist. But it did have, it had Daleks in it, I think. But no, I'm not sure. I'm not actually a big fan of the Daleks. The Daleks are silly. Silly Dalek. Although Dalek was good. I'm not going to pick that one. But, okay, let's think. Maybe, is it just on the whole era? You're talking about like modern ones as well. What's the most modern? It's difficult. I'm not sure any of the modern ones are my favourite, so I like them. Oh, one more. All right, I think one with Turlo in it. What's Turlo been in? Which ones? Yeah.
Turlo was in he was in Enlightenment. You could just Google this stuff, but he was in Five Doctors as well, obviously. Which is brilliant. I really like the kind of the Enlightenment and the trilogy around then. Terminus and the other one with the Brigadier in. Incidentally, the Brigadier's daughter's come back for the special. That's good.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. I interviewed her once. She was obviously not as the Brigadier's daughter.
No,
be silly when she was the Victorian Doctor character. What I remember is I asked her whether her family connections helped her anyway. She's like, no, I don't think nobody's ever asked me about my family connections. Of course they didn't help me. It's like, you've got the name Redgrave, and you've got the face of a Redgrave. I think it probably helped you.
Of course. Yeah, that's ridiculous thing it didn't, you know.
It didn't help me at all. Of course it didn't. No. So, yeah.
So you like Turlo then? Is that what you're saying?
I do like Turlo.
Because he started off as the absolute... I was going to say, he started off as a baddie. You know, he was obviously trying to kill the doctor.
But he wasn't very, very, very convincing as a kid, really. He's supposed to be, like, 16. It's like, oh, I can't see it, really. He doesn't really look 16. But the thing is, there aren't that many male companions. And I always like it when there's a male companion. It's nice when there's a balance. It's like, I love Rory. Anything with Rory in it is brilliant. Jamie's brilliant, you know. Maybe not Adric. I liked Adric... I did like Adric, but I was too small to appreciate Adric. Yeah, I've seen him recently and gone, what? Really? Mordrin Undead. Yeah.
Yes, that's the one.
That's the good one. Yeah.
I enjoyed that one. Yeah, it was some good kind of weird time travel stuff in that.
Mm.
And obviously the Brigadier coming back is always good.
Yeah.
You know, straight away. It's weird because like Harry was good as well. I liked Harry in the top.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of that. Yeah, that's right. I'm sure I would like him, but I haven't really seen any of them.
He wasn't in for long, like he was only in for a while, but he was good. Yeah.
And there was a bit of a Sarah Jane crossover.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. I must have seen some because I've certainly seen him and Sarah Jane on screen at the same time, but I can't remember it really. So obviously, you know, it's I don't know, really, I can't remember a lot of them. The thing is, I remember that when Colin Baker was on, that they suddenly went to like 5 episodes and my father forbade us from watching it anymore because he didn't like it at the best of times and it was on 2 or 3 times a week and it was just like, no way are you... Because, you know, we only had one proper television and my dad didn't want to see it. So it's fair enough.
That's fair enough, you know, Colin Baker.
I think
a lot of people thought that with Colin Baker, you know, oh, I'm not having on your... Nah, I'm putting a stop to it, you know. But in terms of the latest run, obviously this is going to go out in the next couple of weeks, so we're not going to be too specific in terms of the episodes, but are you enjoying the series thus far then, the new series?
I don't know. I sort of miss Rory. I like Rory. not that keen on his wife. What's her name? I've forgotten. Forgotten already. But
Amy Pond.
Amy, whatever. Yeah, whatever her name was. I liked the last episode. Not the last episode, first episode. The last episode was a bit of a filler. It was massively a filler, it just was. There's some good ones coming up. There's one with Diana Rigg and her daughter in it, isn't there? I like John Tennant. That's not his name. John Tennant, yeah.
John Tennant.
Yeah, drink him down. I like David Tennant at the time, but I like Matt Smith better, really. And then you look and you see Christopher Eccleston and you realise, oh, Christopher Eccleston was good too. And although David Tennant seemed like the best when he was there, he's not my favourite anymore. And the fact that Chris Eccleston's not going to be in it is disappointing, really, isn't it? So
yeah, it is, yeah. I mean, I didn't really expect that he was going to have a total sea change and come back to it, but it would have been nice.
I think it was probably quite a bitter experience for him in the end, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think he has the best...
What do you mean? I haven't even started negotiating. What do you mean I'm not in it anymore? Yeah, okay.
Well, that's the problem with tabloids, you see. It's like, you have all these sort of things, he's definitely not going to be in it, and it's like, well, was he even really going to be in it anyway? And also, today they've said, Doctor Who in crisis, 1 million viewers less from last week. And it's just like, why are you making a big deal out of stuff? It's like,
just exactly what happens every time. And also it's on at 6:15. It's a stupid time for it. Yeah, everyone thinks it's going to be on at 7.
Yeah?
Everyone does. That's when you expect it. And then you turn on at 7 and it's over. It's like, of course not as many people are going to watch it. And you turn on and instead of Doctor Who, you get the blooming voice with... fair enough, Jessie J does look a little bit like some sort of Doctor Who villain, but but it's not the same. And they've got the whole, and they've got the little turny round thing, so it's a bit Dalek-y, really. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not happy about it being that early. No. I don't think it should be that early. I think it's 7:30 is acceptable.
But yeah, yeah, that's the time it's supposed to be. That's the natural order of things. Do they not realise this?
Evidently not, you know. So yes, I think we've done a good scatty recollection of stuff.
Yeah, I remember everything. It's just you can't ask me direct questions. I know everything except when you ask me it, and then I don't know it anymore.
Mundus podcast.